it's here and now. You've heard the stories about people working later into their lives, working past retirement. But Jeff Traylor might be taking it to a new level. He is 71 years old. He served in the U.S. Navy during the Vietnam War. After he came home, he worked as an electrical engineer and a construction inspector at maximum security prisons. But eventually, he found out that his best opportunity was working for a company that has a contract with the U.S. Air Force in Afghanistan. Jeff Traylor joins us via Skype from the forward operating base Lightning in eastern Afghanistan. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, first of all, you're there in Afghanistan not necessarily by choice, but because you really needed to get an income, right?
That's correct.
Well, tell us about that. How did that come about?
As things are cutting back in the country and people are paying less and not nearly as many openings as there were a few years ago. So in order to maintain my income that, you know, you always live outside of your means, most people do, and we try to stay within our means. So it pays a little bit more than what I did when I was working in the States, but not a whole lot, but enough to make a difference.
But it seems like an unusual thing for somebody to decide that in order to get the kind of income that they're looking for, rather than continuing to look in the United States, they would look in Afghanistan.
Well, I'm working for companies in the United States, so it's still, you know, I'm still a United States worker. But there's a lot of people over here who are out here for the same reason. I mean, there's hundreds of civilians all across this country, thousands of them, who are out here expatriate for similar reasons.
Why do you think you had so much trouble finding a job, though, stateside?
My age. Regardless of what they may say about age discrimination, it still exists. I can tell it from the way that my applications were received. That's one issue. And then I have a lot of experience, and I bring a lot to the table for a company, but most of them are not willing to pay for those services and education that I've gained in my many, many years in the industry.
So what are you doing in Afghanistan exactly?
I'm an engineering advisor to the brigade engineers here. These are combat engineers. They need help with a lot of engineering questions if they're not professional engineers, and I am a registered professional engineer. So I assist them in answering questions that are engineering related, helping them with construction project problems that arise in various installations, anything that has to do with engineering.
What are the working conditions like, and what are your days like? How long are you working every day?
We generally, and this goes for everybody here, not just myself, but nearly everybody on this base is working anywhere from 12 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hmm. Does your age matter at all to the people you're working with? Does it come up?
No. Uh-uh. They wonder why somebody at my age is out here doing this, and sometimes I wonder myself, but... We struggle through, and it works.
Well, what do you tell them when they ask that question?
I tell them, hey, I'm out here. I think that it's good to continue working in this type of environment or any type of environment as long as you're physically and mentally capable.
There are no doubt a lot of people who are your age listening to this right now. I wonder what your message would be to them.
Keep working as long as you can. I think it's vital to your mental and physical health.
Even if it takes you all the way to Afghanistan?
Even if it takes you all the way to Afghanistan. I am stronger and healthier and more mentally alert than I was when I got here as a result of the exposures and what I've been involved in over here.
Jeff Traylor speaking to us from Gardez in Afghanistan, where he is a contractor working with the U.S. military. And, of course, he is 71 years old. Jeff, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.